tell that whenever the man graced the table, they always told him to start and go to his left. Now, there's been a lot of discussion about which way you go with these things. Sometimes you get confused and go to passing it a lot of times both ways, and you get confused. But I was raised, whoever sat at the head of the table and graced the table, he was started off, and they said, pass it on to the left, and everybody was said, help yourself, have some of this, help yourself, and then come around, and it's been around, and you keep starting, and say, well, has everybody now got the plates fixed? And they say, yes, all right, we'll all start to eat.
All right. And if someone passes you something and you have already had some of it, you would say, I
have already had some.
And if someone passes you some food and you want to decline it, you might say, no, thank you, I
don't care for it at this time.
All right. And what about when you had food prepared one day and there was a lot of it left over, and you might say, well, we're going to just warm this up again. Today we're going to have...
we'll have leftovers today.
All right. And before you, maybe always tell the children, before you swallow, be sure to
chew your food good.
And what about a food, and I'm not sure that this is very typically Southern. I know Brits, of course, are definitely more so. What about mush? Did you ever have mush? Cooked with cornmeal and...
Yes, but that was cooked for a dinner meal.
No, never for breakfast.
Never for breakfast.
I see. And how was it prepared? Do you remember about mush?
Well, mush, they would just put cornbread and a little milk in that bread meal and stir it up and just put a little bit of salt in it. And a lot of time we would chip onions up real fine. I'm talking about real fine now. And sprinkle some of that all in it and put it in a pan like you're going to cook a potato pudding and cook that. And you have what you call... that goulash or stuff what you're talking about, and then
did you all sometimes call that goulash?
Yeah.
See, I believe you told me.
Yeah, about that. Yeah. And what did you say you call it there?
Well, mush.
Well, a lot of people have said, come in, and you go to some of them out, and it'd be the same thing. Some of them say, come in, we got mush for dinner. Mm-hmm. Some of them say, come in, we got goulash for dinner.
I see.
And here
what about frying it later on? Did you ever have it after it was cooked and warmed that way, sliced and fried?
Yes, some you could do it. If it dried out, you could slice just like you would dressing. You know, you take dressing sometime and slice it down and warm it over and eat it. You could do that way, providing somebody didn't make that stuff too soupy. If they made it, they had it too soft, you know, it wouldn't do.
Wouldn't slice, all right. And a word for all of the kinds of homegrown vegetables. Have you got a word that would mean the garden vegetables in general? An old word?
An old word for the...
homegrown vegetables. Other than vegetables, of course. Maybe that's the only word to use.
Well, I've never heard any times maybe from all saying and all of it, no more than like this, as I told you before, I believe about they had cellars where they'd put the stuff, the fruit, and put iced potatoes and such things, all like that. And they said, we got all our vegetables down in the cellar. And they didn't especially mention no particular kind, because when they said they had all of them down now, that meant what they had. A lot of people would have all kind of pickled peaches and pickled cucumbers and artichokes and all like that, and have the iced potatoes and sweet potatoes, and most everything is grown, and the pumpkins and such things as that, and all of that. They just say, we got all our vegetables. That would be
right. They didn't use a garden sais was never used.
Not in my section of the country.
All right. And the place where the vegetables were grown was called the
garden spots.